Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Religious discrimination case against the University of Arizona can now proceed. We're going to be talking about this recent court ruling on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, this is great movement on this case. Former ethics professor Daniel Grossenbach was teaching at the University of Arizona, and of all things, Matt, ethics, and yeah. Then he got fired.
Ethics means like you know right and wrong.
Exactly.
You need to be truthful.
Exactly, and so you like stand up for that when it comes to your children as well, and that's what he was doing, speaking at school board where his children attend school, and they didn't like it because he's speaking out against their so-called secrecy gender policies, and the university fired him.
So he is an ethics professor, or was, at the University of Arizona. His kids don't attend the University of Arizona. They're not old enough.
Oh.
So his kids attend a public school in the area, totally unrelated to the University of Arizona.
So maybe the University of Arizona needs to attend his class to know right from wrong.
So Daniel, as a parent of his two kids in the public school, along with other parents, they find out about an email that's been circulated internally, and now somebody internally has notified some of the parents, and now it's being circulated among the parent group of the parents of the kids who attend these schools.
They're doing this secret nonsense. Like you can decide what gender you want to be today and we won't tell your parents and all that's going on.
Secrecy policy was communicated to teachers and staff via email. And they wanted the faculty and staff to conceal information from parents regarding LGBTQ. So you have a kid that comes to school, and the kid is a boy, and in the school there, the school likely has these pro-LGBTQ groups and promotions in their school, and they want to falsely lie to that boy about the fact that you can be a girl. So now the boy now wants to identify as a female.
You know how it goes.
And John wants to be Joan now, right? And John now wants to dress like a girl at
all
school.
Too common today.
So John leaves the house as John and dresses as a boy. John gets to the school. Now John becomes Joan, and they refer to John as Joan. And and Joan then can put Joan's clothes into the bathroom and dress in a dress and put on lipstick and all kinds
of stuff. It's all very stressful.
It's crazy.
Gosh.
Then they're going to refer to Joan as to whatever 100 plus pronouns. You know, it may not be just female pronouns, could be all kinds of things. And they have all this going on with all these kids. And you got, you know, 100 plus pronouns. They're giving all this pro-LGBTQ nonsense to the kids. And now they're encouraging them to go down this road. And then when the parents have parent day, and they're there with their kids, all of a sudden, Joan reverts back to John. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing. You lost me.
So Joan becomes John all of a sudden in front of the parents because they can't refer to John as Joan in front of the parents.
I mean, we laugh, but it's
so
really tragic.
The point is that they're lying to the parents.
Right.
And this school actually is encouraging the faculty and staff to promote these kids to transition to whatever they want to be.
Yeah, so Daniel Grossenbach was one of the brave parents that went before the school board at the school board meetings and spoke against this. This is wrong. These are my children. You don't have the right to do this.
Right. So he and some other ones, they went to a couple of school board meetings and just spoke up like as parents. And Daniel specifically says, I'm speaking as an individual, not on behalf of my employer, University of Arizona.
Which he has a right to do that.
These are my kids, and I'm speaking as a parent, as individual.
I don't drop my kids off so that you create them into whatever you want or put any kind of propaganda into their mouth that you want.
So now people that attend that school board meeting that hear him, and they say, oh, that's a professor at the University of Arizona. And then they start emailing or calling in anonymous complaints about his presentation. So what does the university do? This university does not renew Daniel Grossenbach's contract because of these anonymous complaints related to private speech as a parent communicated in his individual capacity at a separate public school board meeting.
And, you know, Daniel even started a nonprofit organization called Save CFSD, which is an organization focused on educating parents about these school board policies and fundamental rights. So he wants to help other parents be able to be educated to do the same.
Yeah, so in 2023, he saw the gender secrecy policies at the Catalina Foothills School District, which is where his children attend, and he saw that these were a gross intrusion upon parental rights, and that's why he created this Save CFDS, that's Save Catalina Foothills School District, to be able to be an advocate and a voice for mm-hmm. other parents.
Which so many parents ought to be doing,
and he
frankly.
Routinely included a disclaimer that he spoke for himself, not for his employer. He expressed his opinion that this was wrong to hide information from parents, intentionally so. And he did this without hate. He did it without slander. He did not have any violence against the district or their policies, did not advocate such. So when the university terminated him, we have filed a lawsuit, both using Title VII and also First Amendment. The university clearly made this employment action to terminate him. So now after we filed the lawsuit, the University of Arizona filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. And so the most recent development is that the federal district court ruled that former professor Daniel Grossenbach can proceed with his religious discrimination lawsuit against the University of Arizona, which unlawfully fired him for his personal rights advocacy and religious speech respecting his kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, the university is very sneaky about that too, by the way, because in November 2023, the university informed him that it would not be renewing his part-time teaching contract for the following spring ethics courses that he had been teaching. It had received funding for a full-time faculty member. However, the university never hired a full-time professor nor offered his ethics course the following spring. So that kind of just read between the lines there.
Yeah, in fact, the university posted advertisements soliciting resumes for, guess what, additional part-time professors meeting Grossenbach's exact skills and experience to teach similar courses that he had been teaching for years.
They just don't like you if you speak out against gender secrecy policies.
So, you know, this is something, Holly, that we've experienced since the founding of Liberty Council, particularly with schools or government employers. Mm-hmm. They make these decisions like this. It's clear why they did it. They did it because of these complaints relative to Grossenbach's speech. Obviously, there are people within the University of Arizona that are pro-LGBTQ, and they don't want anybody that has any opposing view on this issue. And really, Grossenbach was opposing the gender secrecy policy, which is common sense. Schools should not be hiding information from parents. And so they terminate him. Then when they get called on the carpet for it, they say, oh, well, you know, they come up with a ruse. Why? Well, we're terminating you because they're not going to come out and say we're terminating you because you spoke at the school board meeting and we don't like it. They say we're terminating you because we're going to replace your part-time position with a full-time position. Well, they didn't do that. But what they did was they placed advertisements to hire part-time professors doing exactly the same thing that Grossenbach had taught. So it's a lie. And the point I'm saying is that we find these public officials oftentimes lying. And now they wanted to just dismiss this case and go about their merry way and continue their unconstitutional acts against others that they carried out against Daniel Grossenbach, well, you know what? The district court said, not so fast, not so fast. He has a cause of action, and now Liberty Counsel will continue to pursue this case on behalf of Daniel Grossenbach. Please pray for this case because it's a significant issue regarding the First Amendment rights of individuals to speak out on matters of public concerns. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.